This is podtech.net. I'm Michael Johnson, and I'm here on the floor of E3 in the Nordic Games section. And I'm here with Thomas Norling. Now tell me, you're representing the Swedish businesses here?
Yes, I represent the Swedish Trade Council, which is a trade promotion agency. We work with upcoming Swedish businesses in all industries, but now we're making an effort for the gaming industry. Representing here, we have 15 Swedish game companies in this pavilion.
Okay, and to be fair to the other side of the border, we also have Kari-Pekka Huppahiltunen here. How was that? Pretty good?
Yeah. It was okay. I got Swedish.
And tell me what you're here representing, the Finnish side, right?
Yeah, well, I'm representing Nia Games, which is Finnish center of game industry and research and education. And we also have some companies here today in this E3 happening.
Now, tell me a little bit about the gaming industry in each of the areas that you're covering. How big is the gaming industry, say, in Finland? I know that we have a big name that comes out of Finland that nearly everybody knows from Nokia. And so tell me a little bit about how the gaming industry has developed there.
Well, basically, most of the Finnish gaming companies, there is around 50 of those gaming companies. I mean, they are mobile gaming companies. But then we, of course, have some big console companies like Remedy Entertainment and also Bugbear, who is making Flatout. And then we have companies like Sulake. But most of the Finnish game companies are mainly making mobile applications or mobile games.
Now, why is that? Why is that focus on mobile?
So you mentioned Nokia before. I think that's the biggest reason for that, because Nokia's presence in Finland is very strong. And of course, when there is big industrial leader like Nokia in a small country like Finland, it affects everything.
Now tell me a little bit about the Swedish scene, Thomas.
Yes, in Sweden there is approximately 100 or so gaming companies. The gaming industry is really taking off, and there are several universities that are actually starting dedicated game education programs.
Really?
Yes, and in Sweden, I mean, there are mobile game developers as well, but we have also for PC games, for console games, many of whom are represented here today. We have, for example, Jungle Peak Studios here, who are doing very advanced graphics, sort of to the younger audience. And then we have, for example, South End Interactive, who are doing a mobile game on the Da Vinci Code. For example, some of the companies that have been noticed here at the show.
Now, I know that gaming is international. It's everywhere right now. Is there a particular difference, do you think, in games that come out of Scandinavia that have some particular kinds of trademarks? Or has it gotten so international that there's no sort of, you know, cultural context to the games themselves?
I would say they are, of course, excellent games. That's the one mark for Scandinavian games. But I would say that there is no characteristic features which are only Scandinavian at the moment. Of course, some parts of the Scandinavian culture, you can see them through the games. For instance, if you are playing Battlefield, all those bots, they have Swedish names. So that is Scandinavian character or something like that. But I would, as you said, it's global. It's global, and games are alike everywhere.
And what was the choice for Sweden to sort of be, I think, that active? I mean, I know that the Swedish government gets active in other things. Like, certainly there's Absolute Vodka
that
everybody knows about.
Yeah.
But it's interesting when a government sort of gets behind. I mean, I suppose we have the same thing here with the army outside pushing their kind of games.
Right, right.
But why do you think it's the Swedish government gotten behind it so much?
Well, the Swedish industry as a whole and the Swedish game industry is very strong and very export-oriented. Given that we're from a fairly small country and most of the business will be on export. So what I'm representing, the Swedish Trade Council, we work with supporting Swedish companies to export and to make it easier for them to do business abroad, basically. So not only for gaming, but for other industries as well. So what we try to do is sort of facilitate the platform for these companies to be able to reach out to their customers and publishers and whatnot.
Now, if someone is interested in checking out some of the titles, I mean, there's about 20 or 30 different game companies here or represented by Nordic Games. Is there a place on the web that one can go if they want to find out a little bit more?
Yes. For this joint effort here, we have a website which is nordicgameprogram.org, which is sort of the Nordic Council of Ministers have also founded sort of a group to support the game industry. And under there you can read up more about the companies that are represented here today. And then obviously the trade associations like NeoGames and like Spellplan, the Swedish ones, have their own websites where you can find more specific on not only the companies that are here today, but also for the whole industry.
Okay. Well, I've been speaking today with Thomas Norling, who is representing the Swedish Business Development Council. Would that be a problem?
Swedish Trade Council, yeah.
The Swedish Trade Council. And also with Kari-Pekka Hoppa-Hiltunen from NeoGames from Finland. Was that better?
Yeah, that was quite good.
why don't you say it one time?
Hoppa-Hiltunen.
Hoppa-Hiltunen.
Yeah.
Kari-Pekka Hoppa-Hiltunen.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
all
okay.
Right. Well, it's been great having you here on the podcast. And this is podtech.net from the floor of E3. And thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.